TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health, and I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Sleep is more than just an escape from our hectic lives or a chance to dream. It's a crucial process that's vital for our overall well-being, our cognitive function, and longevity. How many times have you sacrificed your sleep for an all-nighter or the allure of just one more TV episode? And what if you were told that there's more at stake during those hours of slumber than you'd ever imagined? On today's TED Ed Talk, Alexandra Panzer explores the possibility of changing your sleep patterns to improve your well-being. Don't sleep on this one. And after the talk, stick around to hear more about new discoveries and the profound value of sleep on your health.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
Here we see an early bird and a night owl in their natural habitats. The early bird rises with the sun, springing out of bed abuzz with energy. As the day goes on, they slowly get more and more exhausted until finally crashing around sunset. Meanwhile, the night owl rises long after the sun, stumbling groggily from their bed. After about 30 minutes or a cup of coffee, they begin to come to life. But they don't really hit their stride until later in the day, at which point they comfortably coast past sunset, only heading to bed in the early hours of the morning. For many, this is a familiar story, and one that's easy to cast yourself in. But how many people are truly night owls or early birds? And are our natural sleep schedules predetermined at birth, or can we change them? The truth is there's a lot of space between these extremes, and most people fall somewhere in the middle. These behaviors are determined by our circadian system, which is anchored by a pair of nerve cell clusters located in the anterior hypothalamus. These nerve cells respond to light exposure coming in through your eyes to track the day-night cycle that dictates your body's internal clock, or circadian rhythm. That steady rhythm helps determine the body's flow of hormones, with the broader circadian system acting like a conductor that keeps your organs functioning in time with one another. And a major part of that performance is managing the body's transitions between being awake and being asleep. Now, your circadian system can't just decide it's bedtime and knock you out. However, by tracking how much light you typically get and when in your waking hours you usually get it, the system can make predictions about when you're likely to need sleep and prepare your body accordingly. For example, if you consistently go to sleep around 10 p.m., your circadian system will start producing sleep-inducing melatonin around 2 hours before then to tell your body it's time for bed. So if this rhythm is molded by our sleep habits, can we change it just by sticking to a strict schedule? To a degree. Everyone's bodies are unique, so even two people with the same sleep schedule might have different experiences based on their circadian system's hormonal quirks. For example, where early birds generally flood with cortisol just before waking up, night owls often have their cortisol peak roughly 30 minutes after getting up. Hormonal differences like these determine how you experience your circadian rhythm. And while these factors can shift with age, you're unlikely to grow out of your body's preferred sleep schedule. That said, you can cultivate habits to help or hinder your circadian rhythm. Keeping consistent sleeping hours helps your body accurately predict when to send out hormones, making it easier to stick to your schedule. Conversely, research in sleep-deprived college students has found their unpredictable sleeping habits weaken their entire circadian system. Compromised circadian rhythms are less effective at coordinating organ functioning and can incur health risks like metabolic disorders and vulnerable immune systems. But perhaps just as important as sleep hygiene is light hygiene. Getting sufficient contrast between bright daylight and dimmer nighttime light is essential for synchronizing your circadian rhythm. And nothing establishes this contrast better than sunlight. Even on overcast days, sunlight is much brighter than standard indoor lighting. So if you're typically awake during the day, try getting outside as soon as possible to teach your body when to be active and alert. It's difficult to maintain a sleep schedule that pushes against your body's preferences. And even if you succeed for months, it only takes one bad night to send your circadian system back to baseline. But whether you're an early bird, night owl, or somewhere in between, it's important to remember that as long as you're consistent, there's no wrong time to wake up or go to sleep. What matters most is getting enough rest for the day ahead.
Hey listeners, it's Dr. Shoshana again. Just as New York City streets buzz with activity, so does our brain during sleep. This isn't idle time. Our brain is diligently processing memories, crafting dreams, and undertaking essential maintenance. Think of sleep as the brain's detox period. In high school biology, many of us were introduced to the lymphatic system, nature's waste disposal for the body. But even during my medical school days, I was never taught about its cerebral counterpart, the glymphatic system. It wasn't until I was several years out from residency that this science really started making its way into clinical understanding. The glymphatic system acts as our brain's janitorial staff. It comes alive during our deep sleep phases, cleaning up the toxins that accumulate during our waking hours. This newfound science was so groundbreaking for me that I reevaluated my night shifts at the hospital. I actually loved working nights. It's a role called a nocturnist. I liked the quiet halls of the hospital and the thrill of being one of the few doctors around to take care of patients who needed my help. But working 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. made it so I was up all night long and I would sleep most of the day. And once I learned that I might be hindering my brain's natural cleanup crew, and the studies came out about night shift work leading to elevated cancer risks, I decided to switch things up for a daytime gig. Poor sleep has real long-term consequences too. Studies have found that inadequate sleep boosts beta amyloid production. That's a protein associated with Alzheimer's, and it increases cognitive decline risk as we age. Quality sleep isn't just about rejuvenation. It's a shield against potential neurodegenerative diseases. And it's not just about how long you sleep. Both too little and too much time are actually associated with problems like heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. Speaking from personal experience, when I don't get enough sleep, I start feeling all jittery and my focus goes out the window. But here's the fascinating twist. It's not just about the duration of your slumber. It's the depth and rhythm that really matter. And let's not forget the quality, because that's just as vital. Consistent, high-quality sleep has been linked to longevity. On the flip side, if your sleep patterns are disrupted, this can increase disease risks. Various studies illuminate sleep's immense importance. One study revealed that people who sleep fewer than 6 hours a night have a 48% higher heart disease risk and a 15% higher stroke risk.
Research also connects sleep deprivation to obesity due to hormonal imbalances influencing appetite. Sleeping fewer than 7 hours amplifies your risk of catching a cold. Other studies indicate that persistent night shift work can lead to elevated breast cancer risks, particularly in women, from disrupted circadian rhythms and melatonin reduction. So, armed with this knowledge, how can we optimize our sleep? It turns out our bodies thrive on routine, so going to bed at the same time every day can work wonders. Winding down activities like reading or meditation can signal to our bodies that it's time to rest. And while the digital age tempts us with endless entertainment and information, reducing screen time before bed is essential. Imagine crafting a bedroom environment that's dark, cool, and serene, turning it into a sanctuary dedicated to quality sleep. In a world driven by notifications and alarms, perhaps the most important reminder that we can set for ourselves is one for sleep. After all, in nurturing our sleep, we're nurturing the very essence of life. So to every insomniac, night owl, and anyone who's ever underestimated the power of a good night's sleep, maybe it's time to reprioritize. In sleep, we don't just find rest. We also find the potential for a longer and healthier future. Commit to a restful, revitalized tomorrow by investing in quality sleep tonight. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by Dan O'Donnell, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lajas, Farah DeGrunge, David Biello, Daniela Balareso, and Michelle Quint. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. I'll talk to you again next week.